You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. Our associate pastor is Father Steve Gira. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Memorial. To keep in memory. To remember. This is what we so often seem to be about as human beings. It seems that it's part of our very basic nature to remember. And especially, it seems we cannot not remember those most significant of events in our lives as individuals and as a people. They stick in our memory. And on this weekend, which we in our country call Memorial Day weekend, we do this nationally. We do memory. And it seems that this holiday itself originated out of this fundamental human need to keep in memory these most significant of events and people. Even though what we're remembering on this Memorial Day are truly difficult things. Sacrifice, the giving of one's life, putting oneself in harm's way for the sake of a greater good. Why do we remember such painful things? Why do we not choose instead to just forget about those and move on? No, we don't. It seems we have to remember them because we don't want to forget what it means. We don't want to forget the values that our ancestors lived and gave their lives for, that they exemplified for us, that these ancestors of ours become and have been our teachers. And if we forget, we will forget the lesson that they teach. And we may well again make the same mistake over. If we forget, if we don't remember, in actuality, we really forget who we are because of them. Clearly, this is true of our national scene, but it is even more true in our church, in our faith community, because we have a long, long and deep and rich history of people going before us, our ancestors in the faith, who have given so much that we might have faith today. So it is that Moses counsels the people of his time and counsels us, remember how your God has directed all your journeying through all the trials. Yes, remember the trials. All the hunger and thirst. Yes, remember those. Remember how your God brought you out of slavery and guided you through a vast and terrible desert. Those are our ancestors back there. But those same things have happened to our ancestors much closer to our own time, and they happen as well to us. And it is to remember that God guides all our journeying. We must remember lest we forget who we really are. So it should come as no surprise that Jesus told us to do the same thing. Remember me, he said. Do this, why? In my memory. Remember what I have done for you. Remember the self-sacrificing love. Remember my way of service. Remember my care for the needy, the lowly, the poor, and the sick. Remember the cross, which is why we have it in front of us all the time, so we don't forget. Remember. Remember. We remember so we don't forget who we are because of Him. And we remember so we don't forget who we must become because of Him. So He left us a meal, a remembrance, a memorial meal. And we do it each and every Sunday here together to help us to be reminded of who we need to be. For someday, and not too far away, people in the future are going to look back at all of us and say, you know, those folks are our ancestors. And what is it that we would want them to remember about us as we look back and remember our ancestors? What do we want them to say about us as the future unfolds? Well, we have to live accordingly now, giving that example so that we too may be a people of memory worth recalling for those who come after us. Now, it is not sufficient to just remember. It is insufficient to just memorialize the past. But as St. Paul said in the second reading, whenever we do this memory here in Jesus' name, is not the body of Christ our participation in His life? Is not the blood of Christ we drink our participation in His life of self-giving? We participate and so complete the memorial. If all we do is remember, then it's unfinished. We must do what He did, love as He loved, serve as He served, give our life away as He did in order to find it. We have to participate. We're not spectators in some grand human game. If everybody was just a spectator in our national history, if no one participates in our national interest, nothing happens. And if we don't participate with Jesus in His way as Master, the same incompleteness lies before us. And what is the memory that our Master leaves with us? What is it He tells us to do that will make His memory living, not dead? What does He tell us to do in the face of the world that is before us? In the faces of the people who are suffering across the globe from afflictions of all kinds, from disasters, hunger and thirst, and different forms of slavery that still mar the face of the earth. What does He tell us to do? Remember? Remember? Whatsoever you do to these least of mine, you do for me. Remember? We gather here again today to remember Jesus' example, to see it once again in the bread broken and the cup poured out. But we must participate in this event so that our children, our grandchildren, and great-grandchildren after them will be looking back from their vantage point in history at our time and our generation, and they might be able to say, remember how they gave of themselves? Remember their love? Remember their compassion as it was shown? Remember their service and self-giving? Remember? Remember?